Welcome to episode 556 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Anna, Robin, and Amy.
Woo-woo,
today.
Thank you, guys. Today, we're diving into the incredible world of Celebrity Cruises cruise tours to Alaska, the ultimate way to experience the last frontier. We'll explore how these thoroughly curated land and sea adventures combine luxurious cruising with immersive guided inland journeys to places like Denali and the Canadian Rockies. If Alaska's on your bucket list, this is the episode you don't want to miss. So let's get started. So you guys didn't actually go on a cruise, right? You just did the land portion with Celebrity?
Okay. Correct.
So can I say what we did also would be relevant to Royal Caribbean cruises because they do a lot of the same tours and stayed at a lot of the same properties. So
Right, same family. Yeah, they,
but no cruise. Yeah. Neither of us did the cruise, just the land.
They have some tours that are different, that are unique for each brand, but for the majority of the tours, they're the same. But they don't go together. So if you're on Royal, you'll be with everyone on Royal on the tour. And if you're on Celebrity, you'll be only with people from Celebrity.
Okay. Cool. So I know you guys have sold a lot of Alaska, but is this the first time you've both done Alaska?
Yes.
And I don't know how I sold Alaska without ever being there, because now that I've been there, right? I know, Robin,
you're
nodding your head. Yes.
It's so amazing, isn't it? I'm so happy you guys finally went.
You've been telling us for years.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you were right. So much.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Sandy, you were right.
You might be right about Pittsburgh, too.
Wow, thank you. Whoa,
settle down.
She is right about Pittsburgh. I've been there.
Okay. Yeah. We have ties. All right, cool. So let's go to just day one. You're getting into town. Did you guys go in a little bit early before the fam started?
Yes.
One night.
We each went in one night early. I had points, so I stayed at a different hotel the night before.
Okay.
And I stayed at the Marriott, the same one that you'll stay at if you're pre-cruise.
Okay. And that's where we stayed the first night.
Okay. Where'd you stay on your points, Robin?
Hyatt Place.
Okay.
Not really any views.
Oh, really? That's downtown though, right? Could you walk to stuff downtown from there?
No, not really.
Okay.
But you know what? For one night before a cruise or before a tour, it was comfy and, you know, yeah, I had no complaints.
And at the Marriott there, I was in the middle of downtown, and there were a few things we could walk to from there.
Yeah.
For eating and, yeah, really clean. I was struck by how clean it was there.
Yeah?
Great.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And, it's so pretty. And was there still snow on the mountains and stuff?
On the mountains, yes.
Yeah.
So we are podcasting, and we went in May, late May. Mm-hmm. And I expected it to be way colder with a lot more snow on the ground where we were. And I was comfortable. I think I used my hat one day. And I never brought my heavy coat. It was nice. It was really, really nice.
Nice. So did you guys do anything that wasn't included with the tour, like when you got there on your first day?
Yes. The day that the tour started, because when the tour starts, the only thing you're really doing is you're meeting your guide.
Okay.
That's really it. So if you just want to come in that day, you can. We came in the day before because we both wanted to do something. And so that day we went and took the deluxe Anchorage trolley tour. They do have a hop on hop off also, but we decided to do the deluxe one since we weren't there very much, and totally worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
The guide was excellent. He, you know, he was just great.
And funny. Yeah.
And knew so much.
Mm-hmm. That's a great tour.
Yeah. I loved learning about how, like, that earthquake made the town, like, two different levels.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
It's crazy. And then, yeah, the earthquake. You couldn't see Anna doing her wavy motion. But
like waves. Like it. Yeah. Like every the earth. Place, looked, yeah.
Yeah.
Every place crazy. In Alaska we went had stories about that earthquake, but yeah, different from different points of view, because obviously they're different areas.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And then we went to 49th Street. I'm sorry, 49th State Brewery.
Yes.
That place. They got carded.
Awesome.
But no, that's a cool place to go.
That is a cool place. I like it.
If you're sitting at the bar, there's 100% chance that you will get carded.
Right.
Yeah.
New rule, new state rule. Law yeah. or something.
They have little buttons and everything.
Okay. Well, cool. All right. So, yeah, you did one of my favorite things. So I wish I could have done it when I was there in September, but we ran out of time and we were at the end of the season. So just it's
one of the ladies that we were with bought like almost a whole case of the soda, different flavors.
She brought an extra suitcase just to carry the soda from that place back home.
Because her kids loved it. From 49th
State?
Yeah. Really? They had these interesting soda flavors. I call them soda. She called them pop. Uh-huh. Yeah, different flavors. Carbonated beverages.
That's funny.
Okay.
Cool. Nice. Okay. So yeah, I guess you have dinner on your own the first night.
Yes.
Even though
yes.
you met your tour guide. Okay. Right. That's cool. There's some good places. And then what did you do when your official trip started and you were with Celebrity? What did you guys do?
Can I say really quick just about the bag, like just the logistics of how this works? I'm sorry. Did I just?
Yeah. No, you're good.
You're fine.
I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, oh, bag pull. I kind of want to talk about that, because when you go on these cruise tours, this is where everything is done for you. You don't have to think about a thing. They're telling you, make sure your bags are out by 7 a.m. Put this tag on it. Someone bellhop takes it downstairs. You don't ever see it. It goes on the bus. And when I say bus, we kept getting corrected. Motor coach. It has a bathroom in it. It's so comfortable. Deluxe motor coach, right.
Nice.
So everything is done for you. You don't have to think about a thing. Okay, now you go, Robin. What did we do the first? Do you have your thing in front of you?
Yes and no. So we went to the Kenai Peninsula.
Favorite. I loved this tour.
2.5 hours from Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The fjords.
Fjords. And we did a 4 hour, felt like 4 hour boat ride.
Yeah, I think it was 4 hours out into the Pacific, actually, from the fjords into the Pacific Ocean.
Now, was it really rocky for you guys?
In the Pacific, it was. People were getting sick. So take some Dramamine or Bonine or whatever you take.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, I did that exact same one.
Yeah.
And we had a gentleman, bless his soul. He was... I mean, as white as a ghost. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was really bad. So if you are really sensitive, it might not.
Don't be on the top deck. Go downstairs and take something beforehand.
And also being outside in the fresh air helped as well. But
ginger ale. Also, ginger ale helped.
Yeah. Ask them for ginger ale. They were giving people ginger ale.
But just note, that's 4 hours. And like once you're out there, you're out there. It's not.
And it
didn't
like,
hit. I don't think it hit anybody until we were actually in the Pacific. Like
it was
2
like,
hours
yeah.
in.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. So everyone was, you know, oh, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good to know. I would have taken Bonine anyway just for the motor coach ride. So,
right, I do. Most I took it every day.
That's what, yeah, I did.
But listen to what we saw.
Yeah,
I'll do one, then you do one, Robin.
I want to hear about all that you saw.
We saw humpback whales with their little tails. Your
That's
turn.
That's so cool.
We saw otters.
Nice.
We saw, the otters were so cute. They were floating on their back. We saw sea lions.
Mm-hmm. We saw a bald eagle.
Oh, I was going to say that. we saw a lot of different types of birds. I didn't even know, but like many varieties of birds.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Was it there that we saw the mountain goat?
Yes. Yes, we saw a mountain goat.
You saw a mountain goat on your boat ride. Oh.
Yes. What else did we see?
Oh, and the sea lions that we saw were stellar sea lions.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote that down. And then we saw harbor seals.
Oh, that's right. There were different ones.
They're the ones that kind of lay around on the rocks, right?
Yes.
Kind of basking.
I wrote down all the animals we saw in the wild, but then we also went to the Sea Life Center, and we went to, what was that other place?
Yeah, the Anchorage, it was in Anchorage, the conservatory, the
Wildlife Conservation Center.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, that's kind of halfway, right? That's on the way to Seward.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Fjords was in Seward. So if you're in Seward, and that is where they are building a brand new Royal Caribbean and Celebrity pier
And Silver Sea.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, Silver Sea too. And that sounds really adorable. It's just one street, but it's so cute and quaint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's supposed to be a haunted hotel there, and there's a brewery. I've been to the brewery there.
We did. Oh, I saw that. We didn't have time to go back into town for that night.
And because it was a holiday.
Yeah.
Weekend, there not everything was open.
Oh, interesting.
We did stay when we were in Seward at the Seward Windsong Lodge, and I put clients there before a cruise, so I really wanted to be able to see it and experience it, and it was really cute. They have a restaurant you can walk to. The rooms were. A little more upgraded than I was expecting, but it's comfortable. They have like these big ice chests outside, so you go in the ice chest and get a bag of ice to bring in your room if you want.
Oh, nice.
That was really cool. And the good thing is, if you're on, because I believe we were on the first floor, but I believe there were three floors. If you're on the second or third floor, you don't need to bring your luggage up and down. Someone else does it. Yay.
Ta-da. It's the little elves.
Because a lot of these places don't have elevators. So if you have any type of issue with stairs, let your Outlander advisor know so that we can make sure to put you on the first floor.
It's something to think about, too. Like, of course, in Anchorage, we were at the Marriott, and everybody knows what a Marriott is like. But the rest of these hotels, you have to think, there's nothing. I mean, the Alyeska Hotel is the fanciest hotel in Alaska.
It's the only five-star property in all of Alaska, learned when I was there.
So all the properties you stay in will be super clean and have all the amenities you need, but they will not be, think, like if you've ever been out west to some of the lodges.
Yeah, like a little bit older feeling, a little more rustic maybe.
Right, but still adorable fireplaces. The lobbies can still be great. The view, I mean, amazing views. Anyways, we'll get into that.
Wasn't the Windsong Lodge?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Windsong Lodge the one that had a 24-hour gift shop?
Was that the one? I think you're right. Yes,
these
lodges all kind
that.
Of go together in my mind. Yeah, you're right. That one did have the 24-hour gift shop.
Nice. So you have on here that you visited an Iditarod kennel. Was that like the next day, or am I jumping around?
Okay, wait, let me go.
That was in Talkeetna, and Amy did that. I didn't do that.
You didn't go see the puppies?
No. No, I wanted to do something else, but it wasn't until like 8:30 at night, and we had to be up really early. Yeah. They had I think it was called like a midnight sun photography thing, which I would have loved to do, but because we were on sort of a sampler tour where we were going to longer days than our clients would have been. We did a lot more in a day because they wanted us to see as much as we could.
We were packed in, whereas if you're a guest with them, you have a lot more free time. You don't have to get up at 6:30 to have your bags ready. They wanted us to see everything we could see so we could tell you, our clients, everything we could do and everything you could do and everything about it. But yeah, you were right. Actually, so we did. I did. It was the next day because we were in Talkeetna the next day. Was the Talkeetna Lodge. Robin, maybe you remember the lodge better than me. I feel like we had to walk. We were like in the faraway building, right?
That's the one with the really nice view.
The view. Oh, my God. The huge fireplace in the lobby. Yes.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
That one was just, we did like a group picture. I got this really cool picture. Amy suggested I do this.
I saw someone else do it.
So they had these like viewing things where you could go and
binocular
you could see
type
it,
things.
Binocular type things. And she said, hold your camera up to it. And I held my camera up and it put like a circle around the mountain. It was so cool.
And we got it on a clear day. We got so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. When you got to see Denali, because that's
we
like.
We were like the 30% or something.
Yeah, everybody was like 30% club.
Yeah. Y'all are like y'all are an elite group now.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Y'all are special. Y'all are special.
We got a star next to our name.
Oh, but we missed one thing though. We did go and visit the Alyeska Resort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which, as Anna said before, is the only 5-star resort in Alaska. It's also the only ski resort in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And they have a gondola. What?
What do you call that? A gondola?
I don't know. Gondola, cable car that goes up the mountain for if you're not skiing or if it's off season to be able to see the views.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
The views up there.
It was magnificent.
Fantastic.
It was beautiful.
So cool.
It was really, really nice.
Can we talk about the puppies?
Yes, talk about the puppies.
Talk about the puppies.
Now you went to Seavey's?
We went, which one did I go to? What was it? Was that where we went?
You're asking the wrong person because I didn't
know. Wait a minute. I think
you said that you did. You went to Dallas Seavey's.
Dallas, yes.
Cantaloupe, because he won the 2024 Iditarod.
So I learned so much about the Iditarod that I did not know. Mm-hmm. Like if you say Iditarod, you think dog sled race across Alaska. That's all I knew. And it was long, yeah. That's all I knew. Yeah. I learned so much. So that guy, Dallas, he's won like what? 4 Iditarods?
Yep, and his dad has won a bunch,
and
too.
His grandfather, yeah. too. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. the whole family. Okay, so you go to this kennel. I did not know what to expect. Sandy, have you been?
Yeah, to his, but I've been to one in Juneau. Yeah.
I went to the same one you did.
You did, Amy. You did, Anna?
I went to that same one. Mm-hmm.
So the guy that was with us had not been to that one, but he was like, wow. Like, usually you go, and it's kind of a setup thing, and it's all... He said, I liked it because it was just very real, but I'm such a dog lover. Mm-hmm. and I, by the end of it, I was like, oh, these guys do love these dogs, but you're just, mm-hmm. you see about 100 dogs tied up to a line in their little dog houses. Mm-hmm. And to me at first, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so sad. But the more she talked,
I get this text. Oh my God, it's so sad.
I know. That's right. I forgot. I text you. I'm like, oh, this is really sad. But then they walked us through. We got to pet all the dogs. Mm-hmm. And they, they all have these personalities, and they talked about how they choose their lead dogs. It was so interesting. And then we got to see the puppies.
Did you guys get to do like a ride, like on the sled or anything?
We saw it. They gave us a sample and showed us, but we, oh my gosh, and those dogs could not wait.
I know. They love it.
They get so excited.
They love it.
I mean, honestly, they're probably treated better than most of our children.
Well, so, right. And that's what, and
I mean, those dogs are just.
The staff that live on that property in those little huts behind it, they can pick a couple dogs a night and they bring them into their house at night. So they are, they rotate, but. They are loved. Anyways, yes, the puppies were adorable. And the mommy dog was right there, and she was so sweet. Mm-hmm. But it was so cute. Like, if you can do that, it was really cute. Yeah. So I won't say it was my highlight, but I loved it.
I do have a question. How was the smell?
I didn't notice any smell. You're outside. Like, I didn't notice any.
I've just heard from some people, from some of them, that they really stunk.
Well, the day I was there, it was kind of a rainy day. So, dogs and rain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they smell like outside dogs.
They live out.
Mm-hmm. But they have this like kind of coat that makes them like suited to live in Alaska. Even in the summer, they'll take them up to like up on in glaciers and stuff.
Yes.
Where it's still snowy, because they get overheated.
Well, they prefer the cold. Yes, like when I was there, it was chilly. I mean, we were wearing coats, and mm-hmm. I mean, it was cool. And we did get to ride. We did get to do the ride through the woods with the dogs, and we kept having to periodically stop because the dogs get overheated. And I'm like,
yep.
It's not 90 degrees. It's like 50 degrees. Why do they have to stop? Because that's not their ideal running temperatures. Right. That's not so.
Yeah,
it was interesting. I agree. It was cool to learn about it.
I do think they are well taken care of. And they are. Iditarod, they have to have like stops and vets look at the dogs and they'll switch them out if there's anything.
Right.
Like their paws are hurt or something like that. So
I did. I felt so much better leaving there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are about so that loved situation. And so taken care of. But boy, those dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Very cool.
And something else to say really quick. All of your hotels, I'm just reading through my itinerary. All the hotels are going to have a restaurant and a bar on property. So you can get food or a drink whenever you want. And yeah, we just won't talk about some of the people with us that imbibed in lots of drinks. But it was not us.
Oh, yes.
We had a few, but not like these people. Yes. Anyways, there's plenty of drinks and food to go around.
Okay. Always a good story with a bunch of travel agents. That's for sure.
Oh, yes. Excuse me.
All right. So after this, you get on the train. You got to ride the train.
Oh, my God. That was the highlight of the trip.
That was my second
highlight. Yep. Train that cool. with the, you know, you could see this view was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the top part is just domed glass up top. Very roomy seats. So comfortable. And down below is the lunch car with tables and windows. I want to say really quick, shout out to Celebrity and Royal Caribbean for their rail car. So you're going to see all these different rail cars on this train. Celebrity and Royal owns this one that they call the Wilderness Express, and it stands out. When you see all the rest, this one is like, everybody's looking at it going, I want to be on that one. It was amazing. And there's a bartender on it, and yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
Drinks are extra.
I mean, but even I ate.
Yeah. So, Robin had a drink, y'all. She had a real drink. Wow. I know. I was like, oh, well, this calls for me to have one if you're going to have one.
Like, now I have to. You couldn't let her drink alone. Friends don't let friends drink alone.
No,
So did they have, like if you're on just the regular Alaska Railroad, the people who are talking, the guides that are talking are, like, students, you know, and locals. What's that like with
on same the thing.
Train car? Okay, cool.
Started telling us about herself. I think this was her second year doing this. She was just graduating.
She's young 20s. Yeah.
But she knew so much about it. I mean, she was wonderful. And everyone that worked on the car was just really nice and helpful. And because we were the back car, we could go outside and take pictures because there was other like car behind us.
That's cool. Y'all were the
really
caboose.
Cool.
That's really
we're the
cool.
caboose, and that doesn't always happen. So don't expect that, but we just happened to be there that time.
That's awesome. That would be so cool to take like some video of where you've been. Yeah. That's cool. I don't blame you. That's really cool.
Nice.
So did you stop in Denali?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So we spent a night in Denali. They have two different tours that they do at Denali. They have the natural history tour that is a much shorter tour.
Much by being what, 3 hours, right? 4 hours?
I think
something.
So.
That's the
and
short
it's
one.
It's good with families. The tundra tour, on the other hand, goes in 41 miles. And it only goes in 41 miles because that's where there was.
I don't remember what happened. The road
was like a rock slide or something.
Yeah. So you can't go past there right now. Mm-hmm. They used to go past there and they will again, but
that's been a couple years.
The Tundra Tour does not do more, does not do any stops other than bathroom stops. So you're on a much nicer motor coach, whereas we were on like a school bus for the history tour. And
Of y'all did the Tundra Tour.
We weren't given the option.
We only did like an hour and a half tour.
Okay.
I'll actually be doing the Tundra Tour next month when I go back to Alaska.
I love
another podcast.
Robin's Year of Alaska. I love it.
Awesome. But they said that the Natural History Tour is really good with families because if you have young kids, they're not going to want to sit in a bus for 5 hours. And this one makes the Natural History Tour makes three stops.
Okay, that's cool. But did you guys go to the visitor center? I think it's near the train station.
We did not. It was raining that day. And no, okay. But they talked about how you can do that. Again, we didn't have as much time that guests will. So I think a lot of guests do that on their own. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that is part of the tour. We didn't get it.
They did tell us about the green transit buses. And you can get off when you want. That there's not many trails, but it's good for people who are young and fit and adventurous. And the bus depot is a mile from the train station. Okay. They also
You can do like rafting and stuff in there too.
I mean, I'm guessing when it gets warmer, there's more to do. Mm-hmm. They did say that Denali has kennels that are free to visit, and they do have demonstrations that you can sign up for. So
I've been to those.
That was something we didn't have, you know, time to do.
It was winter and the dogs weren't there because they were actually in the park, like working. Oh. They are working dogs. They'd use them to transport stuff. Yeah. So, but it is cool. Yeah. It's cool that that's an option. So is there a bus or trolley stop to do that, Robin? Or did you?
I don't remember. I was just taking notes as the guy with the natural history tour was saying things, and I remember he said that. And so this is for people who might not be sure if they want to go see a kennel. This way, they're not paying any extra money for it. So if they want to do it, they can do it and not feel like, you know, oh.
They can go check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they like it, there's going to probably be another opportunity if they have taken the cruise second.
Yes.
Or even in Fairbanks, there's opportunities. So cool. So then did you motor coach it then to Fairbanks or did you train? Okay.
So with that rail, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Alaska rail, got to do all rail. You can take a rail from all the way in Seward all the way up to Fairbanks. But there's pros and cons, and the most scenic route was that one we did from Talkeetna to Denali. So if that's all you're gonna, I mean, if that's all you get, you're getting the best of it.
Yeah.
They said what they told us was that the railroad is beautiful and it's amazing, but it's on its own schedule. So the reason that they don't do most of the tours don't do all rail is because they want you to be able to see other things. And having to
like
keep
moose.
The Alaska Railroad's tour is the schedule is not going to help you get other places quicker.
And you don't get to stop and see moose and back up and stop and take pictures of a moose and her two babies.
Yeah, train doesn't stop for it.
No, it's not moose. Meese.
Yeah.
And when we were going from Anchorage to Seward and back, when there were some really scenic areas, they would let people go up front, where the guide was sitting.
Big windows up front.
Yeah, and it was really cool because I went up there for a little bit. Amy went up there for a little bit, and we got some really cool photos and videos.
Nice.
Okay, then we moved. So we stayed at the Wilderness. Did you already say this? Where did we stay? We stayed in the Denali Park Village. Yeah.
Okay.
We also got to see two other hotels there. That Celebrity has a few, they have a few resorts that are a little upgraded because they have some premium tours.
Okay.
And so
Celebrity only.
What they made sure to tell us is that these tours, you don't get that much more at these resorts except for the view.
Right.
The view, we didn't really have any views at the Park Village, but the views at these two resorts were really, really nice.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now I'm looking for the name, but.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember the name either, Robin.
So it's also if you're on the retreat and you're doing a tour, you'll stay there.
Okay. So you're automatically getting the suite on the accommodations too.
Yeah, and upgraded really means view. That's because
like we said, it's rustic. It's Alaska. Yep.
One was called the Denali Bluffs and one was the Denali Grand.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What
then
about
we went to Fairbanks?
Okay, then you went to Fairbanks and you visited North Pole.
Yes,
that we
that was random. You won't do that unless you want to do that. Like that was okay. Something we just did on our own.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh my God, we had somebody mentioned it, mm-hmm. and there were us and two other agents went to the North Pole, got a picture with Santa. Santa was a little handsy.
Poor Santa.
You can cut that out if you want. All of a sudden, his arm was here, and then he was gone, and it was
somewhere else.
Touch on my butt.
Did you elbow him?
I just sort of like moved my butt so that he knew that I knew.
But they had like a whole. They had a whole like Christmas store set up there.
Well, it was Santa's house.
It was. It was.
I love that.
Oh my God! It was so much fun.
It was maybe.
Did you see reindeer?
Yeah, reindeer everywhere. Yeah. The hotel we stayed at in Fairbanks is Pike's Peak.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Pike's Peak.
Pike's
Waterfront Lodge.
Yeah,
that's it.
That resort.
Eclectic.
You pull up and it's like you don't know what to think of it. So there's rooms in the lodge, and then there's also they have these like little
themes,
outposts that are all themed. So we were in one that was airplane themed. Our desk, first of all, our rooms were huge.
Huge.
The desk chair was an old airline chair. They put wheels on it. There was like literally. The
Everything
back of it had the screen and a
tray.
Yes.
That's funny.
Wow. Everything. I mean, the theming there was like Disney type theming.
It was
really
lodges
good.
And there's reindeer there and it is on the water.
And then there's a reindeer. There's some reindeer rooms. I think there's like 10 rooms in each of these little outposts. There were cabins. There were... one that was supposed to open this week and another one that's supposed to open
Being built in it. Oh, not the new one.
There was, So one was supposed to open this week and then one, I think, in July. Cool. They were redoing their restaurant because their restaurant had a fire. So it was inside for right now. But I really liked it. I didn't expect to like it at first.
No, it was probably the nicest, really, right? Like amenities, like upgraded and newer.
Because
did
we didn't
you go
stay
there, Sandy?
Yeah, when I did my winter fam in Fairbanks, stayed there.
And a few of the people were staying at the main lodge, and they're like, yeah, well, you're bummed because we sort of got.
They didn't get the theme. They got the main lodge theme.
Oh, one guy got the cockpit.
Yeah.
Two floors.
Yeah.
With like,
whoa,
oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Special.
It was fancy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, what else did you do? Fairbanks.
And then you did a gold dredge.
Yes.
Yes.
We did the gold dredge. The other thing we did was the riverboat discovery cruise.
Okay. Cool.
So we can talk about both of those. Gold dredge. I made $16.
That's kind
I
of
made
amazing.
10.
And I spent $35.
But it's not like they buy it from you.
No.
Oh.
They sell you something to put it in.
Right. So, right. That's exactly right. So what I made 16, it bought something. It was 30 or 35.
Okay.
But yeah, it's my magnet. And now I'll always remember my gold dredge. But the river. So that was what we. The riverboat discovery too. That was actually really interesting. Like at first, I was like, "This is so hokey." You know, I was like, I felt like I was at Disney World getting on this
like
ride.
You do review type.
Yes. But it was really interesting. And the guy doing the MC, what do you call the guy? He's doing like the talking. It was a lot about history. And I learned a lot, honestly. Yeah. Again, we only got like halfway through because we had to get back to do something. I don't remember what. Why were we in a rush back? Do you remember that?
Know.
Well, we only got like half of the.
So, yeah, it was a long riverboat. But we stopped halfway through to go to the gold dredge.
Oh, that's right. Is that what we did? Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting, though.
Did you guys do anything else in Fairbanks? Or did you just leave the
next
day?
Oh, we got to go to Fred Meyer.
Oh.
What? Oh, my gosh. I was like, what is that? I was like, oh, yeah.
The grocery store/
Yes.
Apparently,
my God.
The everything store.
It's like an upgraded Walmart.
That's what I just told Scott today. I was like, it was like upgraded Walmart. I don't know what.
It's a Kroger store. I only knew that because I bought a bag and it said, "Ooh, Kroger."
The one in Anchorage had like a liquor store in it. Did that one have a liquor store in it too?
So we did not notice, but I'm sure that two agents or a few of the agents did. If it was there, they visited.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of stories. But that could be a whole other podcast.
Yes. Yeah, seriously. I feel like somebody might two be are from about Canada, me like
from
that.
Canada and two. No, Sandy. No. You're fun, jovial. No. These two were obnoxious.
Oh.
They sort of went
a lot of banter
overboard.
Yeah. Mm. They were all like rolling our eyes. Anyways, yeah. Another podcast, another time. How to get drunk in Alaska. I don't know.
Yeah.
But amazing. I think out of the big five, the only one that we didn't see was in the wild. Was a bear. Right.
You need and to those... tell people what the big five are.
Okay, so we've got the moose, Amy.
Don't quiz me.
Caribou, bear, wolf, and fall sheep.
Doll sheep.
We saw it.
Stall sheep? I'm sorry.
Doll sheep. Like
doll?
D-A-H-L.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, like Roald Dahl.
Where did we see that?
We saw sheep. I don't know if we saw that kind of sheep.
That might have been your mountain goat.
Yeah.
They do hang out up on the mountain.
So the bears will be more visible in later in the season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When the berries are out and the greenery starts. So I'll probably see them in July.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw them in September, like on a little hillside. I saw like mama and babies on the hillside.
I saw them at Mendenhall Glacier. That's
so cute. We did a salmon bake one night.
Oh, ooh, I love it.
Fun. Nice.
Did you guys have crab legs?
Nope.
Oh. Robin's like, I would
Robin's
not
like, absolutely not.
So if you're a picky eater, let them know.
I don't want to. I know.
They pretty much gave us what they give the kids. Chicken nuggets.
Well, that's how I think of you. chicken fingers.
And
hamburger.
But, I mean, they were good.
Plain butter pasta.
It was a really cool, other than the fact that it was pouring.
It poured that day. We didn't get much rain when we were there.
And then we went and saw this cute sort of.
That was Disney.
Show reminded me of the Hoop Doo Review more than.
Yes, that was totally.
So it was this show with like five people and it was funny, but it was so, I mean, they gave us so much history.
It was
there.
The history of Fairbanks basically.
And it was cute. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh.
What are we sitting through? Yes.
So you just have to like, yeah, you got to set your mind, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're there to experience.
But cool thing about Fairbanks is they are the place in Alaska that gets 24 hours of sunlight and 24 hours of darkness, depending on the year, time of year.
Because they are right in the center of Alaska.
Yeah.
It was funky. Remember, we were there in May.
I saw the Northern Lights when I was
there. Oh, right. February. So they have like countdowns everywhere for Northern Lights. It's amazing. Yeah. Some of the pictures they had up. But remember, we were there in May, late May. It did not get dark until after 11 p.m. And it was light by 4 a.m. There were blackout curtains everywhere. But I mean, if you're really
two sets of blackout curtains at parks. Yeah. Two.
If you're really sensitive, bring some eye things.
Donna taught us this trick about taking the hangers out of your closet that have like the pants hook thing,
mm-hmm.
Pinching your
ooh,
curtains together.
We should have done that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
See, it doesn't bother me. I just turn away.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But it is so beautiful. And, you know, you see pictures, but being there,
you
got to
go.
You've got to go.
Magical.
It's never been on my bucket list. Never. I was always like, there are way many, places.
It wasn't really like high. It was something I wanted to do. It wasn't like high on my bucket list, but I was like, I was starting to sell more and I had more and more clients wanting to go to Alaska. And so I was like, okay, I need to go to Alaska. I need to see what all the hoopla is about. And now I'm itching so bad to go back.
I'm so glad that
it's really beautiful.
I was able to do
this. If it's
not
on your list, it should be.
When people would say to me, well, what should I go to Fairbanks? Then I was like, yeah, you know, maybe an extra night in Denali. Go to Fairbanks. It was awesome.
Yeah. We had North Carolina barbecue in Fairbanks.
What?
Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like a downtown area where they had like, you know, I mean, and I found it very easy to get around too. We had with Ubers and, you know.
Right, we Ubered to the North Pole.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and we went to this,
a diner.
It right was like a real diner from New York. Like, it was the cheapest food we had the whole week.
Yeah, food is expensive in the parks for sure.
It's expensive in Anchorage too. Yeah, that, my husband had like sticker shock when we were there.
But you got to think, everything that they have there comes by ferry or barge.
Yeah.
Or trucks, long, long way.
Well, and the seafood is fresh. You know, they don't send their seafood off to process. They process their own stuff. So it's really good. Yeah. All right, cool. Anything else we want to be sure to mention before we sign off? Did we get everything?
We said we saw reindeers.
All righty. Well, on that note, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Robin and Amy, for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for letting
us.
Yeah. On behalf of Anna and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.